9:35, Chad Hasty Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. Thank you for tuning in on this Thursday morning. City Council meeting tonight, and we have a special appearance by Mayor Glenn Robertson in studio. Mayor, thanks for coming in today.
Oh, thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Well, I appreciate you coming in. There's a lot to get into. Let's first start off with Lita. Right. The week started off, I think it was this week. Yeah, Monday, it started off with a Facebook posting.
Right.
That you had made talking about some political threats that had come your way because of the proposal that you made to cut a half cent from Market Lubbock.
You know, and it's typical. Anytime, especially in this market, where you start talking about cutting or you start talking about LEDA or LPNL or some things that some extremely powerful rich folks in Lubbock have had control of for years, they get upset and the phone starts ringing. It's part of it. I just had about three or four calls on this issue. I had an email from the board chairman during the meeting. And I thought, you know, just enough's enough. Let's, if you've got the courage to get out there and make a phone call and tell me that you're going to, you know, prop somebody up to run against me, that's fine. But I'm not going to sit there and just roll over and play dead to folks. So I made the posting. I thought about it at least a day before I did it because I thought I don't want to be too inflammatory. Mm-hmm. But it is to the point with these folks that they need to understand that I will talk about this type of thing in public. It doesn't concern me. Threats of me not being reelected or – and it's like I said, they're completely empty threats. Because number one, I don't think these folks got the power they think they've got. And number two, it's a job that pays $75 a month and takes about 50 hours a week. So it's one of those throw me in the briar patch moments. But it is what it is. It's been going on, for years and years. It will continue to go on. But I think it's just the negative part of politics.
The email that you got from the chairman of the LEDA board, and I believe that's Mike McDougall.
Mike McDougall, yes.
Was that one of those political threats, or was that a different?
You know, Mike's trying to protect the revenue of LEDA. He is on that board. He's the board chairman. Their task on that board with worrying about economic development, and that is their sole focus. And so he's trying to defend their budget. In the email to me. I don't have an issue at all with that. That's a matter of fact, I think if he didn't do that, he probably wouldn't be doing his job as board chair.
I had John Osborne on the show earlier this week, and we had a couple of phone calls earlier today about Market Lubbock,
right.
and that's where this half cent would come from. It would be Market Lubbock that feeds into LEDA. Why not get rid of Market Lubbock?
Well, you know, it was set up separately for a couple of reasons. There's some state law regarding things that LEDA can and cannot do with their funds. Market Lubbock was set up to help in some situations that might come up that made it difficult to incentivize businesses to come to Lubbock. I will say that I'm for economic development. I like John Osborne. I think he's a good man and he knows his business. My issue is, number one, they've been getting a substantial raise in revenue every year just through appraisal creep, through the addition of new values on the tax rolls, and through increased sales tax. I have never, I think last year we had like a 0.2 of a cent come off, or it was very, very minute amount come off of their budget. This year we're in a unique situation in that we're really, I say we, I'm really trying to find a way to get this done without a tax increase.
Mm-hmm.
I know this was a voter-approved tax increase, but we've got enough extra revenue coming in that we have to figure out a way, in my opinion, to balance this budget without any increases to anybody, especially after what we did to them with LPNL. The problem that we've got is there's not a lot of places to cut. Now, what I proposed for Market Lubbock was a half a cent. It would actually cost them about a net $12,000 out of a $9 million budget over what they had last year. Hmm. And I wouldn't have proposed that, but they had $2.8 million going to capital projects with no capital improvement plan. Zero. They didn't list a single project. They also had $400,000 going into a new account to purchase land for some unknown entity that might come to Lubbock. So I felt like there was a tremendous amount of room, which there is, to make a cut that really I don't think anybody would see any effect a year from now, and we could hopefully offset a lot of this 1.23 cent increase.
So are you for LEDA giving incentives to other businesses out there? Because there are some folks, business owners, who go, now, wait a minute, you know, I've lived here, I started a yes. business here, you're giving incentives to my competitor.
And I've been in that boat. I've competed against my own tax dollars right. for 30 years in this town. I've owned or operated probably about 7 or 8 different businesses in this community, have never taken a dollar of taxpayers' money. Don't think we should. I don't think we ought to be in the game of corporate welfare. I do understand the other side of the equation, though, is that we are competing with other cities that are doing this.
Right.
So it's one of those issues that even though I don't like it, I don't agree with it, I think we have to at some level do it. Now, they like to compare themselves, when I say they, LEDA, to Amarillo.
Mm-hmm.
And Amarillo does. They get more of their sales tax. They had $17 million budget last year. But what they don't tell you when they're talking about LEDA is that LEDA's payroll was a little over $1 million and ours is over north of $1.6 million. So we're taking more.
Amarillo's is over $1 million.
Yes.
LEDA's over 1.6.
Our payroll in Lubbock for economic development is 50% more than Amarillo's, and our income's 50% less.
Hmm.
So there's something out of balance here.
Sure. Visiting with Mayor Glenn Robertson. We'll go ahead. We need to take a break. When we come back, we'll continue our discussion. We have a lot to get into because it's going to be a very busy night over at Lubbock City Hall. We'll be right back. Back on the Chad Hasty Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. Mayor Glenn Robertson in studio talking about everything happening in the city of Lubbock, and there is a lot happening in the city of Lubbock. Obviously, we have a public hearing today, first of two.
Right.
That it'll start at 6:15 with taxes, fees. Where are we on fees and taxes on possibly an increase? Yeah. Obviously, the majority of the council would like to see a tax increase.
Yes, I think where we're at is we will not see an increase on the stormwater. Successfully fought that off. It took a lot of digging to come up with some ways to do that, but finally got consensus from this council to do that. We'll not see a rise in the base fee for water. We should see a small decrease in the base fee. It is not as big a decrease as I asked for. But I do think we'll see a decrease. I do think we're going to see a 1.23 cent tax increase, which I am opposed to. We don't need to do it. Councilman Klein is also opposed to it. We are the only two that are in opposition. I will tell you the difference between my opposition and Councilman Klein's is I've came up with ways to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what we have to start demanding out of our elected officials. If you're going to be in opposition to something, don't be just vocal. Don't just look good. Come up with another solution. And I have shown staff, I have shown city council that we can do this and not cut any departments, not cut any services. My concern, though, this council will vote for the 1.23 cent increase. But we're in the middle of a budget that I'm battling as hard as I can every day to start cutting. And in our last budget session, we're seeing people wanting to add stuff now. So we're going to have a tough 30 days getting through this.
With the fees not going up, stormwater
right.
fees and some of the other fees, what impact will that have on future budgets? Does that mean, because we've right. seen before where, okay, if we delay on a fee here,
right.
that means in the future we're going to get really hit.
Well, it's that's propaganda that they want to put out to you to make you think that's what they're trying to sell to you on LPNL.
Sure.
You know, the reason it was so high is because council wouldn't give us one 3 years before. Well, I'm sorry.
Right.
You know, 2 years ago when they went to city council asking for a rate increase, it was 10% then. The rate increase they got was 9.7. So that's pure propaganda and nonsense. In this case, we're trying to pull more of that street maintenance debt out of stormwater back into general fund where it should be. So it should not affect the stormwater fees in the future.
Okay.
It may affect general fund in the future, but that's where that debt should be. Previous councils hid that debt in stormwater. We're trying to pull it out and get it back into general fund where it's exactly where it should be. It's transparent. And quite frankly, we've got to figure out a way going forward where we're not financing street maintenance. We can't continue to burden our debt with routine maintenance items.
We'll go ahead. We'll take the final break. When we come back, we'll wrap up our conversation with Mayor Glenn Robertson. Back on the Chad Hastie Show, News Talk 790 KFYO, Mayor Glenn Robertson in studio. Lubbock City Council meeting, everything gets started tonight. Public hearing starts at 6:15, correct?
We'll have public comments at 6:15. The public hearing on the tax rate will be one of the first things we do. It'll probably be closer to 7 o'clock.
And are citizens during that time, are they allowed to ask questions?
Yes.
Or, okay.
So. Well, they're allowed to come up and express their opposition or... if we have somebody actually show up and be in favor of a tax increase, but they will have an opportunity to express their opposition.
All right. Let's go to the phones. I think we have a question for the mayor. Bill, you're on with Mayor Glenn Robertson.
Mayor Robertson, I got a question for you. Name's Bill Vinson.
Yes, sir.
And my question, I called and talked to you before. Can you give us the name of these businesses and of this leader that's taking our taxpayer money in Lubbock?
Well, you know, Lita publishes a form every year showing where they've given money. They just announced this week that they're giving additional funds to Shearer Foods, to Tyco Products.
Tyco Products.
Yes, sir. About 3 weeks ago, they announced three businesses. So that is public record where that money is going. But they typically give $1.5 million to $2 million a year away in incentives.
Why do we allow this? Why is this going on in Lubbock? I mean, now you mentioned a taco business. Why are we doing this?
Tyco, not taco. Tyco.
Tyco or taco?
Tyco.
Tyco. They're a fire sprinkler suppression business.
What in the world is going on here?
Well, I tell you, Bill, just a little bit of history. In early 2000s, 2003, 2004, the city of Lubbock did have an election. And the voters voted to allow 1/8 cent of the sales tax to go to economic development. And that's when LETA was formed. So that was by vote. City councils in the past have just always given this 3 cents to market Lubbock. This is the first attempt ever by a council to take some of that money away. And quite frankly, it's being met with quite a bit of opposition.
And it's really not that much. I mean, it's only a half cent that you're looking to take away.
Yes, sir.
Where is this Tyco located at in Lubbock?
They're located out north of the airport. They're a manufacturing
facility. Probably out there in Floyd District. Floyd Price's district?
No, that'd be in Victor Hernandez District.
Hernandez, Price, the same thing. All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate the call. Mayor, also on the agenda today, and it caught my eye because I didn't think this was supposed to happen until later on in the year, October, November, when this was going to be discussed. Tornado sirens all of a sudden have made an appearance.
Well, what we've got happening, Chad, is we're getting into election season. People will start actively campaigning about November. This is just an early jump. We've got councilmen putting lots of items on the agenda. This week, Councilman Klein put 3 items on the agenda, and they're very high-profile items that will get a lot of media attention, and he'll get a lot of attention for putting them on there. I attended the third meeting of the task force that this council voted to put together yesterday afternoon. They were confused as I was, as why is this on the council when we gave them to October. But I think it's political posturing at its worst. But we need to understand that's going to continue happening. As closer we get to January, February, March, and April, we're going to see a lot of this going on.
If going back to lead in market Lubbock, let's just say at some point this council or another council wanted to cut even more from market Lubbock.
Right.
Do you think that would be detrimental to development in this town?
No, I do not. We have to understand there's a lot of folks that we're wasting a lot of money on catering to that aren't going to come to Lubbock. We don't have the water supply for massive manufacturing. We need to be very careful about what type of people we target, what type of businesses we target. As a person that's been in business in Lubbock, Texas since 1977, you know, I do take offense a lot of times of them always looking at outside people coming in. We forget that the people that really have built Lubbock have been locals, local entrepreneurs that have risked their own money. So I don't think it will risk. And I know that's going to be the song that Lita's going to sing, but they're trying to protect their money. And, you know, it's a game that, as much as I hate it, I don't like corporate welfare. But yes, we're in competition with other cities. So we have to play a little bit of it, but I think we need to do a little bit better job of accounting for the tax dollars.
Of course, I think at the same time, you look around at some of the more high-profile businesses, if that's fair to say, Costco,
yes.
You know, a lot of the restaurants that have been
Correct.
Moving in. Lita has no. By law, I mean, they can't have any hand in that. So you're still attracting businesses in this town.
You know, we are rapidly approaching 250,000 people. We've got Costco coming to Lubbock. We've got Gander Mountain coming to Lubbock. We've got just, I mean, amazing folks coming to this city. And we hadn't marketed to them. Mm-hmm. We haven't went out and bought their business. So I think at economic development, we need to continue to look at it. We need to really look at educating and creating a good workforce. But I think if we do our job as a city and we fix our infrastructure and we've got a great airport and we've got good parks and we've got good electric rates and we've got all of that, that's economic development. That's how we're going to recruit businesses.
Mayor Glenn Robertson, appreciate your time today.
Thank you.
City council meeting tonight at 6:15. It could be a long meeting tonight.
Hope it's not as long as the last one.
And then, of course, the mayor will be on tomorrow morning with Tom and Laura.
Correct.
All right.